Hey, everybody, Scott Kelby here. Welcome to another live episode of The Grid. We are very honored to have Justin Wojak with us today. Justin, welcome.
Welcome, Scott. Thank you so much. So excited to be here. We cannot believe that we're here again.
Dude, you win best comment after intro.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Glad to have you here. Those of you who are Kelby One members probably recognize Justin from either teaching at Photoshop World or from his classes on Kelby One, but Justin is a kick ass. He's a really good, really, really, really good working wedding photographer, a great educator, a really great guy. We're honored to have you here. Thanks for being here.
I love that, Scott. Thank
you. Teaching a new class here?
Yep, brand new class about why photographers should be shooting video.
Right, can we just get right to the topic?
Yes.
That's our topic today.
Yes, let's get right on into it.
Because you know what it is? Our topic today is why it's finally time for photographers to start shooting video. And we've got lots to talk about today. We got Adobe news. We got an incredible giveaway we're giving away. Look on my screen. Can we see my screen?
We're giving away a
Drobo 5D3, courtesy of Justin, who's got all the hookups. This is the same one I have on my desk. You're not going to get the one from my desk. You'll get a new one in a box. Same one I use. We got lots of great giveaways today, and of course, all kinds of stories and stuff. But we want to get right to the topic today, which is why it's finally time. So Justin, I talk to so many photographers, and they tell me how important it is that when they're buying their new camera that it has video, and they're like, "Oh, it's got it." And like when Canon came out with their 6D Mark II, everybody was like, Are you kidding me? It doesn't have 4K video. You know what I want to say to those people? Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter. Stop whining about it. You're not going to do it anyway.
Right.
Because I talk to so few photographers who are actually shooting video. They say it's so important. And I go, really? What are you doing with your video? You're making movies? Or are you doing what? Behind the scenes stuff?
Right.
Stuff for weddings? And you know what they tell me? Oh, they're in a folder on my hard drive.
Yep, that's it.
Dude, all right. But there's money to be made here.
There's so much potential money to be made. I cannot even tell you. Because for us, it was we were passing that business on. And so after a while, we were like, wait a minute. We can be doing this. And so for us, we are our bread and butter is wedding photography. But that has opened up so many doors by adding video. Because now we're doing video stuff throughout the week. And so that means additional income is coming in. And so I think that is one thing that photographers are not realizing, and that they're maybe a little scared of pressing that record button. But guess what? With this class that we've just created, we walk you through every step of the process so you feel confident about going out and shooting and just not shooting it, because you got to edit the footage. Because there's one thing about, oh, let me go out and shoot video, but you have to learn how to edit it, export it, and share it. And guys, we walk you through everything. And I love that we use Adobe Premiere, because we show how seamless that that program is with the Adobe Creative Cloud. So then that way, if you're in Premiere and you notice something in a picture that you don't like, guess what? You can open that up really quick from Premiere into Photoshop. You hit save, and guess what? It automatically updates it in Premiere. Nice. Such a huge time saver. And so I think that's one of the biggest thing is photographers, you can add a whole new stream of income into your business, regardless of whatever you're shooting, whether that's cars, whether that's children, maternity, whatever that is, you really got to think about video, because that's a brand new revenue stream that you could be adding to what you currently offer right now.
So you were sending out, you were shooting weddings that you were sending the video out to like another company?
A bride asked like, hey, do you do video? I'm like, absolutely not. Like, no. I'm not going to sit through editing and trying to film all this stuff at the weddings. But then the 5D Mark II came out, which was a game changer. And it's like, wait a minute, we have all the stuff that we need. And so we were at a wedding, and the bride was like, I really wish that we had a videographer here to capture just to create a short video clip. And that's when Justin McGowan, my right hand man, and I were like, oh my gosh.
Hey, Justin's awesome,
by
the way. He is.
And on Photoshop World, we're the Justins. Typically, people laugh at that, but he's not here. His wife is expecting, so that's why. Yeah, so congrats. But we looked at each other like, oh my gosh, here's an opportunity. We got to go take it. So we charged like an additional $200 just to create something different. And guess what? We had no video gear. We just had a tripod, the 5D Mark II, and the gear that we already had for photography. And that was the end of the story.
You wound up in the beginning of the story.
Yeah.
That's how you wound up in the video business.
Yep, that's it.
How long, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, because I'll tell you straight, I don't really shoot video.
Right.
Now, I am absolutely blessed to have people like Juan just Juan, feed away and
yes,
Steve
absolutely.
And Mary. I mean, we have an incredible video team.
Amazing team.
So they are, aren't they something?
Yes, absolutely.
They really are.
Kind of got a big group crush on everybody. Just, I mean, they crushed it yesterday.
I know.
So hats off to everyone.
It's any constellation. They have a group crush on you, too, because all I've been hearing is how great your classes have been.
Well, good.
But how long do you make a video? Because I'm just going to ask you questions. You know, I'm a photographer, and I don't know.
Yeah, so trying to be the photographer and the videographer at a wedding is definitely stressful. But the more you do it, it's kind of like second nature for us. So we ask them to pick two songs, all right? Two songs, that's it. And a great source for songs is from Triple Scoop Music. And Roy Asher is an instructor of y'all. And
I love Roy.
An amazing class on the power that music has to increase sales. So guys, be sure to go check that out right now because it gives great insight. But I asked my clients to pick out two songs.
Now, do they pick them up? They're picking royalty-free songs?
Yeah, so then that way I can use it, I can post it, and I include that in the price of that video. So you're not really paying, your clients are. Because if you go to iTunes, obviously that looked down upon. But if you go and, you know, Triple Scoop Music, Song Freedom are a couple other great choices. Clients pick two songs, and then I use a combination of video and stills to create a really unique perspective into their wedding day. Because what you're doing is you're highlighting the best moments of whatever you shoot. So if you're a family photographer, you know those moments that always are going to happen. If you shoot fashion, you know there's certain moments that are always going to happen. If you shoot cars, there's always certain things, certain car angles that are always going to look the best. And so being able to capture a moment for 10 or 15 seconds at a time, you're going to have enough footage to be able to create a unique perspective.
Are they 3-minute videos, 4-minute videos, or is it depend on the song they choose?
It depends on the songs. It depends on the songs. Uh-huh. But here's the ticket. It's before we start to shoot, we know the songs, but we listen to it. So we exactly know the type of shots that we want to get. So then that way, if it's a slower song, maybe we do the slider just a little bit slower. Or if it's a slow song, then the pan is nice and slow. But if it transitions to an upbeat song, then our footage is going to reflect that. Again, guys, this class, we're going to walk you through step by step. So then that way you can go start making videos yourself and bring in more money.
All right, I'm going to keep asking questions.
All right, and
you guys, I see your questions come in. And I want to get to some of these because a lot of these are for Justin. And people just saying hi, like Dave Williams says, good evening, Scott. Hey, Justin.
Yes, what's going on?
All right, and Larry Becker says, I'm a real Justin fan.
Larry,
love his
we
video
had breakfast
style.
This morning. Yes, Larry, thanks for the knowledge that was dropped again. That was good.
Larry's awesome.
Larry is unbelievable.
We surround ourselves with love.
Yes.
You know? It's like
yes.
Our crew loves you.
Yes.
We love Larry.
Absolutely.
Larry loves your video style. I proclaim this. A show of love.
Yes, I'll take that.
Now, really, it's a talk show about photography.
Yeah.
But it's also about love today.
It is. It is. I'll take it. I'll take it, Scott.
All right. Real quickly, let me ask you a question. We got so many good questions coming here. What if you send them Triple Scoop Music and they listen, can I give you my tip of the day?
Bring it.
First off, I love Triple Scoop.
Yeah.
I've used Triple Scoop. A lot of times when I'm showing videos, even on my tour, I use Triple Scoop because they have that whole next level of royalty-free music.
Yes.
But the other day, somebody, I can't remember, was it Mike Kubasi or somebody, sent me a note and says, where do you get your royalty-free music? And I always, my default answer is Triple Scoop because they're like for pros. But you know where I've got my last, I did this, and this is going to sound bad. It's better than you think. Do you know where I got my royalty-free music from?
Please, this suspense is killing me.
iTunes, 99 cents.
99 cents.
If you look for royalty-free background music and search for it on iTunes,
wow. Yeah,
99 cents a track. And he wrote me back like, holy crap, I couldn't believe it.
There you go.
But 99 cents. But it is, I will tell you this, it's not the quality of, you know, Triple
Scoop.
Yeah,
no, I feel
but,
you.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Like that's 99 cents and it's royalty free. There are whole albums of stuff that are royalty free. Now, Tom S. just asked the exact question I was going to ask you before I gave my tip. Tom says, what if their favorite song, like the song they want, is not a royalty free song? And he says, pay the extra price. You're not going to be able to license it. They go, I want a song by Snoop Dogg, which Number one for brides, Snoop Doggy Dog.
That's it.
Dog Pound is, I think, the one. Or Gin and Juice is always a very big.
That's it.
Gin and Juice is a huge wedding song.
Good.
Ask any bride. Anyway.
That's too good.
But you're not going to be able to license. Where do you even go to license Gin and Juice?
Obviously you can't do that. And so what I've done in the past is just be upfront and honest, like, all right, technically, you could go use that song, but that's illegal. Think about
it.
Somebody
for someone to send you a takedown
right,
notice,
yeah,
or a,
exactly.
Hear from somebody's lawyer who
exactly.
wants that.
So we don't want to do that. So we're upfront and honest with them, saying, technically, we're not supposed to use that song, because think about if somebody used your pictures and they're making money off of that. Like,
yeah.
How would that make you feel?
Not well.
Yeah, exactly. So I direct them to those sites and say, hey, let's pick another song that y'all like from these sites. So then that way we can post and we can use them, and we kind of do it the right way, which I know sometimes stinks and sometimes there's some great songs, but you really want to be able to do it the right way and put yourselves in that shoes, and instead of saying, hey, if somebody's using my images or something to make money, like, I want that cutback, you know? So that's a great, great question, Tom, right there. Great, great question.
Yeah, and you want to be able to share it everywhere, because you know what? You know what would be horribly embarrassing? Horribly is you said, okay, we're going to use your Gin and Juice.
Right.
And then the bride gets a takedown notice.
Oh,
and they have to pull
awkward.
It off their Facebook.
Yes.
I mean, that would be horrible. That would really reflect badly on you.
Yep, that's it.
Then the bride isn't going to go, oh, well, you know, they're going to go, well, that's the video he gave me. It's going to go down just.
Yes, really
there's
bad.
There's no way
really
this
awkward.
Is going to go down well.
Yep.
All right.
That's
so
exactly it.
So let's just say, you're going to make, I'm going to say a 4-minute video.
Yeah.
Is that about?
Yeah, four, yeah. Yeah,
average.
That's good. Yeah.
How much video do you have to shoot during the day to shoot a 4-minute video? And how long does it, we'll do one question at a time.
Yeah.
How long are you going to have to shoot for a 4-minute video?
All right. So again, let's think about a wedding, for example, since that's what I do. But then I got to shoot Friday. That is of a car dealership. You know, are we do a bunch of golf course stuff? That's another niche that has opened up because we do videos. And again, that's a whole rabbit trail in itself. But again, you want to be as prepared as you possibly can before you start to shoot. So then that way you can kind of storyboard, and you know exactly what type of shots that you're going to need to get. So the first, you know, I guess to answer your question with the question is, what's the purpose of the video? You know, so then that way you can really understand what you are shooting. So for that car dealership, we're doing a sales video and a service video. So just going to need to be thinking about, all right, what are the shots that are going to be the best to really sell the sales aspect of this car dealership? And the same thing with the service industry, you know, with getting oil changes and all that stuff. So as I'm thinking about it, it's you want to feel comfortable. You want to be sure that you have more than enough footage. So then that way, when you're editing, you're not like, oh, my gosh.
I'm short.
That's the worst feeling. I always say, hey, let's always have more and then cut. You know, so
yeah,
again, it's not like, oh, you got to get exactly 30 minutes to get exactly all this. Because when we do, like, example for the wedding videos, we have the stills that we're able to use, because there's just certain moments that tug your heartstrings just
right.
a little bit more. As dad starts to cry during the first dance, I got two amazing girls at home, and I know during the first dance I cry. And so having that moment in the still and just capturing that raw emotion is, and putting it up there for maybe 10 seconds to really sink that moment in, that's going to be more powerful than that 3-second video clip. And so being able to shoot both video and stills, you have that freedom of, all right, you know, I really like these moments a whole lot better in still versus video. And guess what? You're the professional creative, and so you have that creativity to do what you want.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to edit a 4-minute video?
So the snapshot video, the video that we just got done doing last 2 weeks ago, I think it took me about 4.5 hours.
Now, see, this is what blows photographers' minds.
Yeah.
We're not going to take us 4.5 hours to go through the shoot, edit them, sharpen them, getting them ready. Yeah.
Right.
4.5 hours for a photographer is a long time.
Right. But if you're shooting a wedding, I mean, you're taking, what, 4, 5, 6,000 something pictures.
Oh, if I shoot a wedding, I'm shooting 60, 70 photos.
Yeah, exactly. Of course you would. Of course you would.
No. It's a lot of photos.
You know, so, I mean, again, for us, it's something, it's a workflow that we've created. So for us, that really doesn't take us that much time. Now, granted, this one had vowels, and so we had to mix them in and cut them in and all that sort of stuff. And so there was definitely a lot more work than in a typical. But the idea is especially like at a wedding, if you are the photographer and the video person, you have both mediums to play with, you know. Or if you're doing a newborn session, you know, you can definitely go create those moments that stand out very well with video, but then you have those pictures to drive those certain moments home.
All right, we got Mark Dulce says, or Dulce says, I love doing both, and I love being creative.
That a boy, Mark. That's what I'm talking about.
I think a lot of photographers would love to shoot video, but I think it's that 4.5 hours of editing a 4-minute video. That's like an hour per minute.
Yep.
You know, it is definitely a different. I think it's the same creative bent. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Juan is a video guy, but Juan's a very good photographer.
Very good.
I think all that stuff, it's you flow easily from being able to do stills to being able to do the creative side of editing video. Mm-hmm. But it takes a special person to sit there for 4.5 hours. You know what I mean? That's a skill set that most of us don't have.
Right. No. Yeah, without a doubt.
Randy Gentry says, I'm doing video, but I use the Sony, and the Canon is for stills.
Fantastic. That's a great dual threat right there. Sony makes some amazing, amazing stuff. And so nowadays you really can't go wrong with having a certain camera or whatever. The bottom line is use whatever you have. You don't have to have the latest and greatest. Is it cool? Is it fun? Of course it is.
Oh, yeah,
the
gadgets.
It's really fun.
We like the gadgets.
So much fun. But at the end of the day, it's about using what you have right now. Again, and it's to help generate an additional income stream to your business to do what you're doing, whether that's a little side hustle on the side or if this is what
you
do full time.
I'm sorry, side hustles are Uber.
I know, right?
That's your side hustle.
There you go.
Have you seen those ads?
No,
get your
I'm
side
not.
Hustle on, drive for Uber.
There you go.
Dude, so they trademarked side hustle.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We've got lots of coming up. We've got Adobe News coming up. We've got some great giveaways today, including a Drobo 5D3, right? Five bays and all that. Five bays, four bays?
Five bays.
Five bays.
Yep.
Not just four. Five bays, an extra bay.
Yep.
You know, I've been using Drobo. I have a Drobo on my desk for a year now because I went anti-Drobo many years ago.
Really? I never knew that. I had a bad Drobo situation,
but they've got a new CEO and a new... They fixed all the things that I used to complain about.
Absolutely.
So I thought I would give them a try, and it was very reluctant, but I've been using them for a year, and it's been great.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. Drobo
all right,
is fantastic.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be giving away a Drobo. We're going to be giving away... Now, this is a 5D... This is a 5D Mark IV. We're not giving this away on any level. No. And it shoots video. No, still not giving it away.
Right.
We are going to take you out, though, with a music video shot by Bruce Williams Photography. So Bruce said, I shot a music video. It's on YouTube, and it's called Give a Boy a Rope by Ryan Fitz. I have it queued up right here, and we're going to just play the video on the way out. Now, it might lag a little because we have not had great luck with our video not lagging, but this is shot by one of our viewers, so we're going to show it on the way out here. I'm going to go full screen. Yeah, we are, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Give a boy a rope, and you hope that he'll want to use it. But give him your time, and you'll find he won't refuse it. Show him what you know and how to throw. Then encourage, let him have fun. Maybe rope his mom, give a boy a rope. Give a boy a horse, and of course he'll want to ride it. Then you'll be so glad you're his dad. You can't hide it. Tell him to sit tall and clean his stall and take him with you a little every day. Goes a long way. Give a boy a horse, but give a boy a rope, and he's gonna use it and get tangled up, and then he's bound to lose it. But he's gonna learn that it can burn or catch a good dream. So build another loop, have another go, give a boy a rope.
My name's Tim Wallace. I'm a commercial photographer. I shoot transport all over the world. But what we're going to do is I'm going to shoot the runway, we're going to shoot and light the plane, and then we're going to put those two elements together and make a composite. I'm Tim Wallace. Come check out my class on kelby1.com.
Hey everybody, Scott Kelby here. It's Friday night, under the lights, football, and you're about to learn how to conquer this with a legend of football photography. This is Dave Black.
Scott, thanks for having me here at the game and for this class. There are a lot of problems shooting under the lights in football, and we're going to kind of give you those solutions for those and conquer those problems. The white balance, how to figure that out when you get under the lights. What lenses to use, length lenses, and what aperture to use. And positioning yourself on the field. Where's the best place to be strategically to get the most out of this game? Wait for that athlete to fill up that frame so that you get a shot that just knocks people's socks off.
It's an amazing night, taped live at a real high school football game, and it's exclusively here at Kelby One.
This segment of The Grid is brought to you by B&H Photo, the professional source since 1973.
Hey, everybody, we are back. Scott Kelby here with Justin Wojak. We're talking about why photographers need to start shooting video. We talked about some money aspects, but we want to get into some other stuff. I just want to give a couple of quick shout-outs. Alan's here from New Mexico. Steven from the Bahamas. Norman just says, hello from the land of Oz. I don't know where that is.
Hello.
Mark Woods says, hello from the middle of the UK. Hey. Robert says, good morning from down under in Brisbane, Australia. Love Australia. Nice. Victoria Pavlov, hi, Victoria. Hugs from all of us. Stuart says, woo, from the beautiful desert of Phoenix. Holy cow, I'll be in Phoenix on Monday. Stuart, are you coming out to my Lightroom seminar? I'll be out there on Monday all day, like a full day seminar in Phoenix. Got a couple hundred photographers signed up so far. Be lots nice. Of photographers to come out and spend the day with me. It'll be a lot of fun on Monday. Monday. And Bruno says, greetings. And it looks like Deb, Piotr, Dalton, Carl, Johan, Nando, Cheeky Nando are all here. Hey, I will be talking about my trip a little bit later to Lisbon and stuff, but I just want to give a shout out to Piotr, who brought me this awesome iFlash People shirt here. I don't know if you can see it too well.
There you go.
But Piotr, and I wanted to wear that in honor of him today because I got to meet Piotr. Jen, did you know I got to meet Piotr in person? Dude, Piotr's awesome. He was really helpful and a really fun guy. And yeah, Piotr's awesome. He's great. It was so neat to meet him in person after talking to him like here on the grid in our webcast for so long. We had a serious grid group there. Yeah, Jen said, you had a serious grid group. Yes, we did. We had. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Hey, before we cruise on, I do want to mention that we did just have the Worldwide Photo Walk. It was last week, and everybody's turning in their contest entries, you know, because we got some big prizes, thanks to our sponsor, Canon. And what I was going to tell you was we extended the deadline to people are having a hard time getting their images in and making their decisions and stuff. So go ahead and do it now real quick because I'm going to choose the winners. Our timeline is tighter this year because we didn't want to make people wait so long to find out who wins. So get your images in. If you walked, if you're a leader, make sure you get your images walked. But thousands of walkers all over the world had a great, great, great time. And if you get a chance, go by my blog at scottkelby.com. Look at some of the group shots. It's just so awesome to see them all. Lots of questions coming in, too. We're going to cover those. Do want to mention big news about Adobe today. All right. Huge. So Adobe had a bunch of updates all the way across the whole Creative Cloud. But for us here, as since this is a talk show about photography, the we're going to talk about the photography stuff. Lightroom. So they renamed Lightroom. The Lightroom that you love, I love,
love it.
We love.
Love it.
Now got a new name. It's called Lightroom Classic.
Don't freak out.
Don't freak out. It's just a name change.
Yes.
But here's what they did do. So the good news, it's all good news. There's no bad news. Good news is, unless you don't like the name Classic, then there's bad news. But outside of that, the good news is they did five things. So Tom Hogarty, who's powerful overlord of Lightroom, said there's five new features in the new Lightroom. It's faster. And there's a new great masking feature too. Yeah. But really, they focused on simply the big update was making it faster. It is ridiculously faster. It is tremendously faster. I think it was time well invested. So it came out today. It was announced at Adobe Max out in Las Vegas today. It is available today. Go download it. When? Today.
Right now.
It's called Lightroom Classic. That's the Lightroom you've always loved. They introduced a brand new Lightroom that basically is all cloud-based. It takes care of all of the management of your files and everything behind the scenes. All your images are backed up to the cloud automatically. It does everything automatically. It doesn't have all the features of Lightroom, so it's kind of a new thing. It's like, you know, a little bit. It is a version of Lightroom for like kind of the next generation.
Yep.
But it's got some really intriguing things. If you don't shoot a bunch of images, if you shoot a lot of images, like if you shoot,
yeah.
Like I don't know if you'll be able to really take advantage of it.
Probably not.
How many terabytes of storage do you have?
Oh, I don't need, I got two dribbles full of them, so.
All right, give me just a guess. If you had to guess how.
Probably 10.
10, so you would be.
I don't know.
10 terabytes, so you would be paying about $120 a month.
Yeah, please sign me up. I'll take two.
So, you know, $1,400, $1,500 a year.
No.
So probably not for you.
No.
But for a lot of people who are not heavy shooters, it actually makes sense. But it's there's a lot more to it than that. But that's cool. And then Photoshop, all kinds of new stuff. So just real quickly, and because I want to get back to our topic. But number one, we're introducing a new class. Is it coming out today, Jen? Do we know or tonight?
Yeah.
It's already released. So I did a class
called,
there it is, boom, Getting Up to Speed Fast in Adobe Photoshop CC 2018. I did a whole class on the new features to get you up to speed fast. That's why we called it Getting Up to Speed Fast. Anyway, it's available today. If you're a KLB One member, you can go watch it right now and learn about all the new stuff in Photoshop. It's pretty awesome. Number two is we released the new issue number 34 of Lightroom Magazine. We publish it 10 times a year for KLB One members. If you're a KLB One member, it is already available. You can go to the app. You can read it there. You can read it online in the KLB One member website. And what else did we do? We did a live webcast today doing nothing but answering questions about all the confusion and stuff. In fact, somebody coined the term CC, really stands for complete confusion. Because the new version of Lightroom is called Lightroom CC. Wait for the crickets.
Wait for it.
And we're back.
There we go.
So anyway, but we went into all that today. So if you're KLB One member, we've archived it. You can go watch it right now. Just go to the KLB One member site. Click on a webcast. You can watch the webcast. We answered tons of questions from the public. It was a lot of fun. So we're all over it today. And it was a lot of fun. And a lot of you were watching as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see, just real quick, some more comments here. And we're going to go right back to our topic here. So, Alan Potts said, downloading it now.
Good job, Alan.
All right, Kathy Porowski says, hi, Justin
and
Scott. Kathy P.
Yes.
All right, and Linnea says, I can't wait to see your class. She saw you at Photoshop World. And learned a lot in that session. You know why?
That's what I'm talking about.
We love Justin.
Love
show.
Yes, it is.
Did I mention that?
Yes, it is.
Did I mention we love photography.
Yes.
We're all about photography. We have an entire show. It's just about photography and stuff.
That's it.
That's who we are. That's is Justin, by the way. We love him. And Jen, we love you.
Oh, thank you.
Juan,
love.
Juan, yes.
You feeling
absolutely.
It? Absolutely.
There you go, Juan.
Juan said yay.
Yay.
God, he just sends it back in like a wave.
Yes, he does.
All right. So this is interesting. We were talking about this on the break because we saw this comment from Kathy Bates. And Kathy says, by the way, Kathy was part of Team Epic in Lisbon.
There you go.
Yeah, she was all the way from Ireland. Dude, I had the most international group of friends. It was so much fun. Kathy says, I do videos for weddings all the time, But she uses, ready, Animoto.
There you go.
Now, I know a lot of people swear by Animoto because it does the video. It does it for you. You upload the stills and the videos.
Yep.
You put them in order and choose a template.
Yep, that's exactly it. And so it really, you pay, I think, like a subscription per month. But
okay, I'll go find out what it is.
Yeah, you really can offer, again, you're able to create additional revenue stream using a service like Animoto, where you just upload it, you put in the order, you choose a template, and boom, there you go. You have a very, very unique look and professionally done video or slideshow.
Hey, they have 1,000 plus licensed songs for you to use.
There you go. It is absolutely, when we first kind of started, that's what we used to, because again, we were brand new to this whole idea about video, and so we were kind of checking things out. Animoto is a great way. Kathy, again, getting after it, that's the name of the game, using what you have, so great job.
Well, if you don't have 4.5 hours either to do video, but it's $22 a month, so here's their thing, $8 a month if you're just going to use it for yourself, you know, for fun. If you're a pro, it's $22 a month, you pay it annually, so you're paying it up front, and it... And that makes, you know, pro slideshows and marketing videos. And then, of course, if you're going to, you need a bigger, you know, the big business plan, it's $34 a month. The second two are 1080p, so they're full HD.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The other one is 720p, the personal one, which is for losers. Yep. No, honestly, oh, look at that. Larry Becker says the theme of the grid today.
Hey, love bug.
Hashtag love bug.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that.
Right. Feel the
I
love?
I like that, yes.
All right. 720p. That's fine for Facebook. And
totally fine.
So let me ask you a question, and just be straight with me.
Yeah.
Where are these videos going to be shared in real life for what you're shooting at the wedding?
I think you already know. Facebook.
It's Facebook, right?
Facebook.
Is anyone going to tell the difference between a 1080p and a 720p and this big on Facebook?
No.
What if they clicked it and made it this big?
Oh, then you're pushing your limits. No.
No.
Not at all. No.
All right. So you could go the $8 per month route.
You could.
Seven. Because it doesn't look like there's anything different but the video resolution.
Right.
Now here's the thing. If you pay $8 a month, they put their logo in there. So you have a little bug.
Right. Yep.
But you get to use your own logo if you pay the $22 a month.
Yep.
And you can design more than 70 videos a month. So that's,
Again, guys, what you want to do.
70 plus video styles.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So really what you want to do is you're the creative professional. So go out and be creative. You don't have to do it this way. The big thing is not being afraid to go try something new. And so I think that's in Photoshop world, a lot of people, they were nervous. They're like, I'm afraid to press that record button. There was somebody in Las Vegas, I remember a couple of years ago, they were like, I got the 5D Mark II and III. I've never pressed a video button. Not once, because she was scared. She didn't know what to do.
I did it once.
There you go. You did it once. Again, Kathy, I love that you're getting out there, you're shooting it, and you're creating a nice product that you can help create that additional revenue source. So that a girl.
Hey, Tim Wallace is watching from the UK.
Yes, Tim.
Tim. We just watched Tim's new class trailer
new class,
over there, right?
I know.
Oh,
can't
Tim's
wait
amazing.
To go check that out.
Tim says, hey guys, great show. It's late here in the UK, and I'm sitting there Eating cheese. But Tim, is it cheese from a can? Because if it's not, and I've got a story about that from Lisbon, because I took a can of Kraft Easy Cheese and a box of chicken and a biscuit.
There you go.
All right, you've had chicken and a biscuit.
Oh, yes, crackers. Fantastic.
Dude, are those amazing?
Those are good.
How much better do they get when you put a can of spray cheese on it?
Now, that I have not tried. I know, shoot me
well,
what
get
is
in the
going
car.
On.
Go to Publix.
Go, go, go.
We need a blue can.
Oh, that's too good.
I have nobody here that will go. Gene's already gone for the day. Eric's probably doing what Eric's do. And we only have 24 minutes left, but it was earlier in the show if we'd have done this, by God. Because I took a can of
I know, I saw it.
Cheese,
yeah.
And I took chicken and a biscuit, and we sat there and we did reviews live from Lisbon in our Airbnb. It was awesome.
Yes.
And we thought of Tim many times. We're like, see, look, Kathy Bateson had it and she loved it. She wrote spray cheese and she's got all kinds of hearts. I swear it's the best
stuff. I like the
emojis. You can get over the delivery method, it's really, really great.
Yes.
All right, so... Paloma asked, that's a wonderful name. I love that. Paloma. Isn't that a great name?
Paloma, I love that. Yes.
Seriously? Hello, Paloma.
Paloma.
Paloma asks to you, do you submit video to Video Stock?
Well, first of all, I like that accent, number
Thank
one.
Thank you, baby.
I like that.
That's
very
Paloma.
Much. You know what? I've totally thought about it because we've doing golf course stuff. We gotten some ridiculous good-looking footage. I've thought about it, and I have not as of right now. So that's something that I'm exploring again. That's something that could probably create a little additional revenue stream.
Do you do drone video at a wedding? Do you doing drone stuff?
Of course I do.
Do you? Yes. You're droney?
Yes.
What kind of drone? Mavic Pro?
No, I got a Phantom. It's old school. It's a Phantom 3 Professional.
That's a nice drone.
It is a really
nice
drone.
That's a very nice drone. Don't talk down the Phantom 3
Professional. Well, I'm just saying the quality of the camera on it versus the new one coming out, the 4 Pro, yeah, really big difference. But I love the Phantom because we can put it in a backpack. We've done weddings down in Dominican and Mexico, and that fits on the plane, and we can get ridiculously good-looking footage.
All right, ready for true story?
Please.
Dave Williams is watching.
Dave.
You saw Dave, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You mean Dave at Photoshop?
Yes, right? Are you kidding me? Yes.
I know, you can't help but meet Dave, right?
Dave and Peter.
Greatest guy. Yes. Love them both. We're going into Morocco. Yes. We're going through customs. And I have a little Bose headphones.
Right, yes.
And they asked me, are those drones? I'm like, no, they're Bose headphones.
Right.
He opens them up. Oh, they're Bose headphones. Like, no crap. Then next to the X-ray is Dave Williams.
Right.
He didn't know that. I didn't know it. Nobody knew it. Drones are forbidden in Morocco.
I did not know
that.
They
are completely forbidden. You don't bring them in.
Oh, my gosh.
They confiscated his drone.
What?
Yes.
No, Dave.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
They confiscated his drone. Hey, they didn't throw him in jail. But you know what? If he'd have gotten through with his drone and they caught him inside, they probably would have thrown him in jail.
Holy cow.
But what they did was, here's the good thing. It all turned out okay. They took his drone, and they took him to an office, made him fill out some paperwork. So they did give him a receipt for his drone, and they put his drone with all the other Mavic Pros all stacked up.
No.
Yes, yes. He took a picture of it.
Gosh.
All these drones stuck up there. But when he left, he went to the department, to the thing, and they made him pay a storage fee.
Storage fee.
I think it was like $20.
Oh, my God.
They made him pay a $20 storage fee, and they gave him back his drone.
That's crazy.
So he didn't get to shoot the drones like we had dreamed of doing in Morocco.
Yes. Yeah.
But anyway, interesting. Don't take your drone to Morocco. And
don't do that.
The best thing that happened to him is that they confiscated it, and he didn't get arrested.
Yes.
Because if they had caught him.
Oh, that would not have been fun.
Wouldn't have gone well. I'd still be there trying to get him out.
Yes.
All right. So Mark Dulce says, Dulce, what do you think it is?
Dulce?
Dulce?
I don't know.
I like it. He's got a C on the end
and that.
Another C.
Yes.
Mark Dulce, we're going to go with Mark Dulce, says, any video after 7 minutes, people lose interest. Dude, that's why no one's watching. Mark's probably long gone from this
7 minutes.
Mark, 7 minutes was out. Speaking of that, we got to take a break. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we got more of your comments. If you have any questions, we haven't talked about audio, and that's a really important thing, so we're going to catch that when we get back. Stick around. We're going to talk a little bit about Lisbon and stuff before we wrap up, but we don't have much time, so don't go away. We're live here in the grid with Wojo.
There we go.
Yeah.
Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. My name is Serge Remily. I'm a French photographer living in Los Angeles. And in this class for Kelby One, I'm going to show you my full workflow on cityscapes. I've been shooting cityscape for 13 years. I'm going to show you my best secrets on how to take the photos, at what time of the day you should take the photo, how to compose them, how to play around with frame in a frame, leading lines, you know, foreground, middle ground, background elements to really forward a message that's very strong. We're going to do some HDR on a single RAW file. We're going to do some sky replacements. We're going to do a lot of panoramas. This class is going to take your cityscape to the next level. So check out my class only on kelby1.com.
Welcome to How to Critique Your Own Photos. I think this class has the ability to really help you a lot in making sure that when you're evaluating your images, that you make the right choices. And I'll explain exactly how we're going to do this so it all makes sense. When you're going to put an image in your portfolio, when you're going to have an image judged for a competition, when you're going to show your image at your photo club, you're going to put it online, you're going to share it with a large group of people that might know if it's a good photo or a bad photo. You want to make sure you got your technical covered first. I'm going to give you like a really good foundation for your images, get you used to critiquing your own photos, and this is going to help your photography and your post-processing in a very, very big way. And I hope this class helps you to do just that.
Hi, I'm Steve Hansen, photographer and director. My transition from chef to photographer started when I was a private chef. I Googled photography training and up came Kelby One, learned about how to use a strobe, how to run your business. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. That first step for me was Kelby One.
This
segment of The Grid is brought to you by Westcott, professional photo and lighting equipment.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Paloma. No, I can't do that. Anyway, it's me, Scott, and we're here with Justin Wojak, wedding photographer and love. Maker of love. Yeah. Love maker. Dream taker. He's a joker. He's a smoker.
Yes.
A midnight toker.
That's it.
Anyway, glad to have you guys here. Thanks so much. We're talking about video. We got a lot of great questions here.
Great questions.
Hey, before we do, I just want to mention real quick, I keep mentioning we're going to talk about this Lisbon trip. So I did get to go. And so what I did was going to be my brother and I. And one of the reasons why I chose to go to Lisbon was one of our viewers, known as Jiggy Nando, lives in Lisbon. So I started talking to him and said, hey, I've kind of always wanted to go. And he says, if you come to Lisbon, I'll take you around and be your host. Oh, my God. He was the greatest host.
Was he?
Dude.
Kind of jealous.
He was the most gracious. I mean, he planned all itineraries. He planned my photo walk itinerary, which was a great route.
Yeah.
But he took us everywhere, and we just had so much fun with him. He's such a great guy and such, I mean, he worked hard to make sure we had a good time. Yeah. But it was me and my brother and Nando. Mm. And then I mentioned it to my friends, Peter and Dave Williams.
Right, yes.
And from the UK. And then they said they would come. And then I mentioned it to my friend, Robbie Pisco from Venice, Italy.
There you go, yeah.
Robbie, I said, come on down. He came.
He came.
And I mentioned it to my friend from Iran, Mimo. He came.
He came.
He didn't come from Iran. He
Love
came
it.
From Canada by way of Venice. And then I mentioned it to my friend Mike from here in the United States. Mike came. Before we knew it, we had 10 people. And then Piotr came.
Yep.
Then Kathy Bateson came. Kathy bought her friend Gabby. It was just a love fest. So I just want to show you guys real quickly, if I'm still connected to the screen. I made an itinerary. I made a little itinerary for everybody. Welcome to the trip of epicness. And I made a logo and all this stuff. And anyway, I did want to show you. Do I have it in here? These are the people that were there. Robbie Pisco, my brother Jeff, Mimo, Mike, Peter, Fernando Chiquinando, me and Dave Williams. And then we were joined by other people. Anyway, we had a whole lot of fun. It was when you get that many people together and they're all photographers, you all have something together.
Oh, yeah.
And it was almost like just being in like 6 days of a Live Grid episode, because everybody there watches The Grid, and a lot of us became friends through The Grid. It was just what we really needed. Really, was Eric Kuna should have been there.
Yeah.
If we brought Eric into it, and because we could have talked about Amazon till our heart's content.
That's it.
And so that was really cool. But anyway, a lot of these people we've met through The Grid, and we're very, very thankful. But it was great that Fernando was such a great host. Now I'm going to do a webcast all about the whole trip. I've got stuff to tell you. I've got the story of breaking my 7200.
Oh, I know. Why?
I've got, I dropped my 7200 on day one. we've got so very many stories to tell. And so on November 1st, I'm going to be doing a webcast called A Walk in Lisbon with a Side of Morocco. And it's going to be available to everybody. So we hope you'll come and join that. And I'll be talking a lot more about the gear and about some things I learned, some great travel tips, some post-processing, some photography tips. And I do want to say something interesting. We're going to be giving away a platypod today, right?
Oof.
That's one of our giveaways.
There you go.
I just got to tell you this. This is a true story. I'm going to go over to the one-up camera. Ready? I never used my tripod the entire trip. This is all I used the entire trip. I took a tripod. I carried it for 8 days. I never used it one time. I used this.
Mm.
Let me tell you what. Number one, this is always just in my coat pocket.
Right, yeah.
So I left my tripod actually in my room. I was going to use it one time. I didn't get to use it. I'll tell that story later.
Yeah.
But I used this. And there's a screw in the bottom. So I would screw the little thing on my rapid strap into here. I would put my camera on here, and it locks tight. I would hang it here, and anywhere I went, I would just pop this down. Never got stopped by a security guard. If there are signs that say no tripods, no one ever.
Ooh,
security
like
guards
it.
Would look at it.
I
they
like
would
it.
Look at it, and they would not do anything. They would just look at it and go, well, that's not a tripod. Hey, Earl, what do you think? Is that a tripod? That's not a tripod.
Nope.
There's no legs.
Yeah.
So it's okay? I guess so. I did. You know what I did, too?
What?
There was this. I was in this library, and they had rope and stanchions, so you couldn't walk any further.
Right.
I put this right on top of the rope and say, no, It was a big round thing. It was flat.
Oh, I love it. Perfectly flat. Oh, I love it.
I put it on top, and you know what else I did? It was a little out of line with the table I wanted to shoot.
Yeah.
I took the rope extension and moved it over. Dude, I got so many great stories stuff to tell you about. I got behind the scenes shots and all, but it was absolutely marvelous. I just, I can't tell you how much I loved it. And everybody that was there on Team Epic was like, Can I get one of those? Can you get me a deal? Can you get me a discount?
Exactly. I'm like, that's what I'm thinking.
Get your own damn show and get them to sponsor your show.
Right, then
you can get one. And others, Peter Treadway says, I loved being a part of Team Epic. Peter was so much fun.
He was a blast.
Dude, he's a blast. Photoshop. He's just fun anyway.
Together,
but, oh, my God.
God, we had dinner at the instructors. Oh, I mean, yeah,
those guys are something else. Dude, they are a hoot. But also, Dave and Peter took some really, really good images. Also, Peter took a lot of behind-the-scenes images, which I'll be sharing on that webcast.
Attaboy, Dave.
All right. So I do have some big news today.
Yes. Huge.
Ready? We have not, or we're about to, announce the name of the winner of our gallery competition.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, you got here. We sent all the images home. We sent Melanie's images home.
Yeah.
To Kurt, because that's part of the when you win the gallery contest, we display your images, they go up in the gallery, but then you win them, you know, courtesy of our friends at Bay Photo who do this amazing mounting
absolutely amazing mounting.
Oh, yes. God, their stuff is crazy. Oof. Anyway, we've had all these people enter, and we're going to announce the winner today.
Yes.
We're going to announce the winner, actually, right now.
Right.
Because the finalists have been notified, and they're watching, and they're wondering, who is it that is going to win?
Yep.
Hold on, I want to get
good luck. I want to get are stirring in
a
the
picture
stomachs.
Of. Hold on, I want to get.
And it's good. It is.
Yeah, I showed it to.
Oh, we kind of just.
Right before
I just
we went
looked
on the
at
air.
It for a couple minutes.
Let me get it.
Impressive.
Yeah, don't say anything. Don't tip the.
Impressive.
All right, where? Oh, I made a little graphic and now I
you
can't
did. You
find it.
You made a really nice graphic.
I know it was lovely, wasn't
Very
it?
Very beautiful.
Hold on, I think I'll find it. How prepared am I? Super prepared. There it is. All right. Don't look at my screen yet. Don't show it. All right. So this year's winner, or this contest's winner, because we've had two, so this was number three. The winner is, dun, 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 congratulations to Stephen Wallace.
Stephen
is an amazing photographer, and if I can just show you, I took a couple of his shots here, and just to show you, let me get it up on screen here, just a couple of samples of his work. This is just a tiny sample. I didn't want to spoil it and show all of his best stuff, but I wanted to show you a couple of the images that he submitted. So he's taken these shots in Burma. Well, not Burma. Now it's Myanmar. So in Myanmar, and his stuff is just unbelievable. And he is a doctor and a lawyer. Freaking A.
Talk about
a hardworking guy.
Jeez almighty, I love
and
it.
An incredibly talented photographer.
I mean, look at that light coming in.
I know. It's just sick. And his stuff is amazing. So congratulations to Stephen Wallace, who is the winner of our gallery. We're very, very excited and very honored. And the judges were wowed by his stuff.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see how it's going to look printed by Bay Photo.
Oh, that's
it's
going to
be
good.
So we'll be flying that's Mark and a guest. We don't know the exact date yet, but we'll figure out a date that works for Stephen. We'll be flying Stephen. I said Stephen, didn't I? I meant Stephen.
Yeah,
yes,
you did.
We'll be flying Stephen and his guest down here to our headquarters in Florida to do the actual gallery opening for a wine and cheese reception. And then we'll be having an interview with Stephen to talk about his work afterwards. It'll be broadcast all over and on Facebook Live and everywhere else too. We want the world to see his work. He's got incredible stuff.
Yes.
And he's not too bad for a doctor and a lawyer.
He's not. Very impressive. Again, that light. Oh, I can't get enough of it.
Anyway, Larry Becker said that's going to be, in all caps, a beautiful gallery. And Larry, so we're calling you to host. Larry's the best freaking host.
Isn't he?
Larry, keep some time open. Anyway, but I think it's going to be just wonderful. We're very excited and very honored, and I think he's a great, great artist.
Yes.
We're honored to have him there. So that's big, big news.
Real big.
Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell people you don't even know,
Congratulate Stephen again.
All right. So, yeah, congratulations. What a great, great, talented photographer. So last questions here and stuff, because we want to talk about audio.
Now,
Richard Dirkshire is asking, are there advantages of triple scoop versus audio blocks? The reason why I was drawn to triple scoop, now I knew about triple scoop before I ever met them. was people telling me how great their stuff was. And when I first listened to it, we have been, as a company, buying royalty-free music forever.
When you see these
trailers that we show and different stuff about classes and stuff, you know, we're always using royalty-free image music. Triple Scoops, the first time I heard it, it was like, oh my gosh, this is the next level.
Yeah.
Because their stuff does not sound like royalty-free music.
Yes, it is not.
It's some of it is incredibly... the depth of the orchestral stuff.
Oh, there
and
you go. Yes.
The themes and the whole, I mean, they're just on a different level.
Yes.
And the guy that runs it is a tremendously talented musician.
Yes.
Roy is
he's a smoking guitar
player.
Yes.
And a really, really great guy and really gets photography and gets creatives. Yes. So I think that's what it's like. Some people are drawn to a brand. I think that the very best people are drawn to Triple Scoop as composers and creators.
Yes.
And then we get the opportunity to license their work.
Yes.
But Audio Blocks is good. I used them, I think, before I did Triple Scoop, and they're not bad either.
Yeah.
But I just think now, and I have not put them side by side, but I always felt that Triple Scoop was that next level
yes,
stuff.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
All right. Jack asks, he would love to hear more about your golf course outings and video possibilities and what you've been asked to provide. So
Ooh.
When a golf course hires you, what kind of stuff are they looking for you to do?
All right. So let's, in a very small nutshell, when I first started this, I was working part-time at East Lake Golf Club. Obviously, East Lake, that's where they host the Tour Championship each year. It's like the Super Bowl of the golf industry. So I would cut grass in the mornings, and then they asked if I wanted to take some pictures of the grounds crew and make a little video. So I did, and that was the end of the story for the golf industry. So there's this big national branch called the Superintendents Association of America, and each state has its own chapter. Well, obviously, East Lake, being in Georgia, we got connected with them. And so we've been producing videos for them for the past probably about 4 years.
Isn't it funny how one little job like that all of a sudden opens a floodgate of work?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Again, it's adding
crazy.
Video to your business because it opens up so many doors. So through that, I met all these amazing golf clubs here. In the beginning of this year, we got the Florida chapter, which that was an amazing, from Jacksonville to Orlando all the way down to Miami and everywhere in between. So I'm doing it for the Superintendents Association, but now what I'm doing is I'm going back and following up with each club. I got some amazing aerial views of sunrises and sunsets in Miami skyline in the background. And so I'm going back to these clubs and producing a 30-second video clip saying, hey, we'd love to talk more about what we can do specifically for your club. And so it's a little bit of legwork, sweat equity into your business. We just got done shooting a job. It took us a year to get. The money's in the follow-up. That's a phrase, but it's building those relationships. It's building those connections. And so, you can reach out to me more at justin@375photography.com and would love to talk more about that with you about that.
There you go. Let's see. Mike says, hey, I tried shooting video on my Nikon D5. Love the results. Now I need to learn to edit them. That's a big, big thing.
It really is.
Hey, let's talk about audio, because I know that before you did your class here at Kelby One that you went into our online community.
Yes.
Now we have an amazing online community.
Amazing.
You know that from being there.
Yes.
Every time a class comes out live, we have a discussion about that class. So not only can other members discuss with each other, ask each other questions, help each other out. And by the way, Fernando is one of our like a moderators.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
he's fantastic.
He answers all kinds of questions, and the guy knows his stuff inside and out. But inside there, you went in there and said, hey, guys, I'm doing this class on how to shoot video for photographers.
Yes.
So this is not for video people. It is strictly for photographers. And then and you asked them, what do you want?
Right.
And they came right back to you and gave you, here's the kind of
stuff
we need.
Some amazing feedback, absolutely. And one of the big things is audio, because what do you do about audio? So we got three different clips, and we're going to condense this really, really quick. So obviously you have your on-camera mic.
The one that's built in.
Little tiny hole. And typically that's going to be way far away from your subject. And we got a lapel mic, which goes right on your shirt. And we have a sample of a shotgun mic. So
wait, what's a shotgun mic?
You tell me what a shotgun mic is.
Okay, shotgun mic, what, mounts on your hot shoe, points out.
So
points out at your...
there's that. And then this, the one that we have is the Rode NGT NGT
Road.
Too, Mike. And what it does, it you get it right above your subject. And in our clip, we have this fuzzy thing. It's called a dead cat. It really helps to block the wind. Yeah, exactly. And so what that does, that just is out of the frame. And again, it's directly pointed at your subject's mouth so you can get really good clean audio. And that's connected to our Zoom 4HN, which is an audio recorder, and that's connected right into our camera. So everything is nice and synced. And so we don't have to do that in post. But the big thing is I want y'all to hear the difference in those three different mics so you can tell the difference. So, Meredith, if you have that first clip of No Mic Ready, let's go ahead and play that.
All right.
Hey, guys. My name is Jim Hollinsworth, and I'm the executive director of the PATH Project. We are a nonprofit based in Atlanta, Georgia.
Absolutely.
We serve Latino immigrant families living in mobile home park communities through education and positive relationships.
Oh my God!
So that was the
that's horrible.
That's using the microphone in the camera.
In the camera, we were shooting a 7200 next to a road for a purpose to show you how horrible of audio that is. All right, so now let's jump to I think is the lapel mic, and you're instantly going to hear the difference. So let's go ahead and play that.
Hey guys, my name is Jim Hollinsworth, and I'm the executive director of the PATH Project. We're a nonprofit based in Atlanta, Georgia. And we serve Latino immigrant families living in mobile home park communities through the power of education and positive relationships.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Nice, clean, and good, beautiful audio. Luckily, he was wearing a black shirt, so you couldn't see the mic. And so now let's hear what the shotgun mic looks like. And you'll be able to see it just a little bit in the top of the frame so you can see where we typically put it.
Hey guys, my name is Jim Hollinsworth, and I'm the executive director of the PATH Project. We're a nonprofit based in Atlanta, Georgia, and we serve Latino immigrant families living in mobile home park communities through education and positive relationships.
So with that, if you notice, you saw him swaying back and forth, and if you're kind of an audio snob, you can actually hear that. And so sometimes lapels are perfect because they stay stationary to your subject and it's nice and close. So if they're moving, then your audio moves with them. But with the shotgun mic, if they are moving around, then your audio will definitely, you can definitely tell. So again, we wanted just to give you a really brief in-depth look at, hey, here are the different type of audio recording that you could do, but really to hear the difference in between the three major types.
So you got to get the mic, basically. You got to have an external mic.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it wireless?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there are wireless ones. We have the Sennheiser wireless mics that that are perfectly for our DSLRs. But
we use those as well here.
Yeah.
Sennheiser.
They're fantastic. But then there's cheap ones that you can get that are wired. So you don't think that you have to go and break the bank in order to have good, clean audio. Because at the end of the day, you want to get your microphone, whatever that is, as close to your subject as you possibly can. So then that way, no interference, background noise, and stuff like that. So again, your subject is as close to the mic as possible.
Great. So that's a big thing, isn't it? It's like, it's something I learned from my video team here. And basically, we were talking about this before we went on the air, that people will put up with bad video.
All day.
Like they'll watch a crummy video, the quality's not good and all. Yep. But they will not put up with bad audio.
Audio.
Watch a video, crisp and clean, but the audio is bad, they
forget
will leave.
About it.
They will just be gone.
Yep,
that was kind of when I realized, wow, the audio is so important.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
And now I'm so aware of it,
Yes.
It's like, and luckily my team, they're very, very, conscientious about it, which is why we keep buying new mics and buying new compressors and new things. We finally got our audio sounding good here. I do want to mention, hey, we got some big giveaways and we're running out of time. So I want to go ahead and do that. So if we could, I want to give you the address of where to win one of our three prizes today, which are spectacular prizes.
There you
spectacularity.
Go.
Number one, first go to kelby1.com/contest. Right. Very simple. Kelby1.com/contest. And you're going to give us your information, your home phone number, your driver's license, Social Security, your Amex card. No. You're just going to give us your basic contact information. Then you have to tell us in the comment what you want to win. Do you want to win the Drobo? Yes, we are giving away a Drobo 5D3 today.
Yes.
5 bays of storage, and you can just put the drives in there that you want. But that is courtesy of Justin and the fine folks at Drobo.
Yep.
And I can vouch for Drobo. I've been using them for a year now.
Absolutely.
Very, very happy. And their stuff is great. And it's light years ahead of what I used before. And so are their policies on repair and service and stuff like that. Hey, Robert, really. So anyway, go there and enter. Your choices are the Drobo, the Platypod Ultra.
Fantastic.
The little thin one that I took to, you know, and I put on here everything from a 70 to 200.
Yeah.
Right. Because the 70 to 200 has the center sleeve,
right?
Right?
Yep.
So it was balanced, no problem. I also put on a 14 millimeter. Those are the two lenses I had.
Love it.
So those are pretty good.
Yep.
Had both of those. And also, we're giving away the big boy, the big daddy, the Platypod Max. So we're giving away both of those. So you can either win the Max, you can win the little baby. In fact, this is the one I took it off the set. I came and got the ball head in the whole nine yards. Actually, that's this international ball head there.
Nice.
And we're not giving away the ball head. No, just the Platypod or the Drobo or the other thing. So there you go. All right. So a couple of things. Piotr asks, Scott, is your flashbook being delayed? Sure. Yeah, my flashbook took longer to complete than I anticipated because I wanted it to be the best flashbook ever written. That's hard, I realized.
Yep.
But it is literally being uploaded to the publisher today. It's all laid out. It's proofed. It's ready to go. It just needs to literally go to the printing press. So it will not make the release date of October 20th, which is in 2 days, but it will also not be like after the first of the year. It'll probably be out in about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, something like that. So it will be out for the holidays. It's called The Flashbook, and I'm very excited where it finally wound up. It took a lot of work, a ridiculous amount of work, because you know what it is? If something's hard and you want to make it easy, and I wanted to make it to where everybody could do it.
Oh,
like
my
editor said, if people can't use Flash and get great results from this book, they don't deserve to have a Flash.
Right, yeah,
I made it like easy at a staggering level. Yeah. And I'm not teaching you all about Flash. I'm teaching you my system for using Flash.
There you go.
That is, it's a proven system. It works great. You'll be able to do it and you'll get great results. So I'm excited. Literally, they were uploading chapters today. They'll be done with uploading by tomorrow. They will give it a quick look, do the, the index, and off it goes. So
fantastic.
Won't be long now. And let's see. So let's see. Please write.
Write up their rap in lightning round.
I'm not sure what she's saying. Sorry, we're trying to. So this is from our director, Meredith.
But she's great, too.
Meredith's awesome. She's the boss. We love Meredith because it's love. It's love day. Well, we only have a minute and 48 seconds left. I think that was part of her message was shut up. I think was part of her message.
Yes.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Wouldn't
that was she's getting at,
wasn't she?
And Justin McGow, there you
Justin,
go.
Justin, there
That's
he
it.
Is. Boom.
That's it.
He says, I know that guy. I think he was talking about you.
I believe so. In All you, right. baby. In you.
Oh, can we talk a little bit about editing?
Yes.
Please, super fast, real quick.
All right, so super fast. We use Premiere Pro, and the reason why we love using Premiere Pro because it works so well with all of the other apps inside of Adobe Creative Cloud.
Right.
And you can really go into Premiere and really dig in and add some really beautiful color to it. And it's really not super complicated. And so that's one thing that we love to do is we can add a drone footage, video, and pictures and stills, and it can handle all that.
Did you do any of that in your class?
Yes, we walk you through.
Oh.
We walk you through.
Yeah.
We walk you through from start to finish in Premiere Pro, so then that way you feel comfortable, you feel confident, you're not freaking out.
It's really not hard, is it?
It's really not.
It really isn't.
It's really not. And so it's overwhelming when you first pop up and you have all these windows, but we walk you through it so you can start using a legit, powerful editing app, but that works with everything else you are already working with.
Wah! All right. So that's great. Thank you very much. And we also have classes already on Kelby One that are designed for photographers on how to use Premiere Pro.
Yep.
We've got them from, I think, Terry White and from Brandon Ford.
Yep.
Brandon Ford's classes on how to use Premiere Pro.
Fantastic class.
Serge Remily wrote me a note, just a private email, and said, I cannot believe how good these classes are. He goes, I wanted to learn Premiere, and I watched these classes from Brandon. He said, Brandon's an amazing teacher.
Fantastic guy.
And he said, oh, my gosh. So, anyway, we obviously have lots of it for you. If you're a Kelby One member, go watch it. Also, there's lots of course, because of all the big announcements today, go check LightroomKillerTips.com, where our good friend Rob Sylvan did the cover story of Lightroom Magazine, which came out today. And the cover story is all about all the new stuff today. So go over to Lightroom Killer Tips. Go over to my blog for more information, scottkelby.com. Where can people learn more about you, Justin?
It's at 375photography.com. Feel free to reach on out because, guys,
there it is.
We are here to help you out. That's one thing I love about Photoshop World is connecting with people, helping them out, giving them feedback. And so some great pictures right there. Oh, look at this next shot of the bride over the stained glass. Oh, anyways. Oh, and so, yeah, so be sure to check us out. Again, guys, we are here to help y'all out way that we can. Yes.
Backlit bride.
Yep, that's it. I'm a sucker. There you go.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you so much, Justin. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks
for you guys for watching. Hope I see you Monday in Phoenix because I'll be in Phoenix on Monday. I don't know what else to say. Come out and see. I'm also going to be in Dallas on the 26th.
26th, I think.
No, I think it's next month. That's not right. Forget the Dallas. It's November. But, there we go. Arlington, Texas, November 6th. So at the Arlington Convention Center, which is kind of Dallas. And anyway, that's all we got today. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mayor and Company. Thank you, Jen.
Absolutely.
Juan, and everyone out there in the land of love. Thanks to Team Epic for tuning in. We will catch you guys next week right here live on the grid. Right. Take care, everybody.
Take care. Y'all be good.
This segment of the grid is brought to you by Tamron Professional Photographic Lenses.